Blog Talk Radio.
Starting in just a few moments, just waiting for the drugs to take effect.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Everything was fine with our system until the power grid was shut off by Dickless here.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no dick.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
God, I love these fries.
You love them so much, why don't you marry them?
Can I have some?
I thought you were all trying to lose weight.
Lay off there, I'm starving.
Get busy living, or get busy dying. That's goddamn right.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Say, kids, what time is it?
book.
It's time to get things started on
a motivational, inspirational, celebrational, motivational. This is what we call the Muppet Show.
And now you're listening to Simplicity Radio.
Yes. That is correct. You are. Hello, friends, and welcome to another exciting episode of Simplicity. I am your host, Brian Travick. It's been so damn long. It's been too damn long. Friends, I've been gone. I've been on a trip. I've been elsewhere. I couldn't host a show. It just wouldn't happen. Things were happening. I was traveling through time and space and in weird vortexes of nothingness, of goodness. And it was wonderful. But I'm back. This is a update show to let you know what's going to happen in the future. Like I said, I'm your host, Brian Tribig. With me is always Mr. Milo Zawinski-Levin, holding up the studio, making sure that the computer does not fall down, and also in charge of the banana quality around here. If there's a banana that's not right, he'll tell me. He's like, that banana ain't right. And then you know you better eat it really fast. He's the banana raider. Banana raider. That's just how it is. And also we have a new friend here, Miss Summer. That's right. She's sleeping on the couch right now. Miss Summer, Summer Mummers, aka Chew on Stuff. If you don't watch it, but she's doing great. friends, I hope everyone's doing just fine. This is going to be a very short show. It's only a 30-minute show, so we have to go through it as such. And I understand that I already have technical difficulties with the internet. I know you could still hear me, but the internet has been silly and bad and all that stuff. But we're going to try to go through this. As always, it's always a thing, right, with the internet thing. But anyway, we're not going to focus on that. I'm glad everybody is here tonight, and I will be taking your phone calls at 646-478-3271. That's 646-478-3271. First off, a lot has happened, and I apologize for the delay in the shows, and we're going to be doing some more shows in the future. And in the past, we've done some amazing shows, including having celebrity guests, authors, scientists, people from the police force, the FBI, and even going so far as having the one of the high priests of the Church of Satan on, as well as some very interesting people talking about like the pineal gland and pyramid theories and the off-the-wall paranormal science. And we just love it here. And also, we also have had psychics on the show, tarot readers, and we give readings here. And we have people calling in who would like a reading. In tradition, before we get started with the story and everything of what has been going on in my life here, let's go ahead and take a phone call, and I think it'd be nifty bull bifty just to get back into it. You know, I mean, I remember my first reading. I tell you this, I was scared to do it, but I did it, and it turned out to be just so wonderful. And also, before we get started, I'd like to bring on Jordan to see if she would like to participate. Jordan, hello.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's good. Going good, Brian. It's good to be back.
That's great. That's great. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for calling in.
It's always a pleasure. I missed this.
So are you prepared to maybe take a call and help out with a tarot reading?
Yes, I have some new decks I do want to experiment with.
All right, well, let's go ahead and take our first caller. Let's just sink right in. You are so prepared, aren't you, Jordan? You just, boom, you're right there. You're ready.
You know me.
All right, here we go. Let's go with our first caller, all the way from Washington State. It's Erica calling back in. How you doing, Erica?
I'm good, and welcome back. And it has been a while.
Yeah, it has. So, what's been going on, Erica?
So basically, I applied for an internship at Washington State Capitol, which is Olympia, and I recently also applied for one in D.C., in Washington, D.C. So yeah, I was just wondering if one of them will work out for me. I haven't interviewed for the one in D.C., but I'm kind of excited because you get to advocate for the disabled on that one, and I feel like it's a very interesting subject. Like I kind of feel like we all have a disability one way or another, like whether it's simply just wearing glasses because they're essential, you know, or just those earplugs that you put in your, like, ears for people to hear. What do you call them? I forgot.
What, the hearing aids?
Hearing aids. There you go. So, yeah, okay. I don't know. Like, something that simple can be a disability. And I think it's a good opportunity to, like, you know, to, like, mingle at the White House or at the Capitol because you don't know where you're placed, actually.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. So what would you like to know about
it? Oh, if I will be offered one of them, I really just want to get, like I said, graduate this fall, and then I need 3 more years of law school, and it's like I'm done, like I'm finally free. But I do want to get experience now, and that's why I'm applying, like that's why I really want like a good internship like that.
All right. Well, sweet. Well, check this out. I got some cards laid out for you. Jordan is hooking her cards up for you. It's a double dose tonight. That's
cool.
Really cool.
Nice.
Just spur of the moment, you know, it just happened. It's a Friday night. It's time to party. Let's hang out.
Yeah, I just got off the gym.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So you're just relaxing now?
I have to for school.
Okay,
Jordan,
did
you have something to say?
Yeah, I have all mine laid out.
Go ahead, Jordan.
All righty, girlfriend. I have my fairy spread by Dory Virtue, and the fairies are asking, just in case, ask for help from others when you need it. Because all work and no play, because you may be weighed down by too many responsibilities. Do you feel like that's happening?
Yes. Like, yeah, it's true.
Another one, you have the High Priestess Fairy around you, and she says, trust your intuition on these jobs and carefully reflect before taking action. Insights will come through. If you don't meditate, just listen to the inner voice in you, and the inner voice is planning the next step for you. So she's asking you to trust yourself, because usually the right thing that comes to your head is usually the right path to take.
Okay.
And also, when you do, protect the fruits of your labors and prepare for possible challenges that are lying ahead. And also, don't be deterred by challenges along the way. It's important to communicate clearly and accurately because there are amazing new ideas that will be implemented. And also, the balance card, take everyone's input into consideration because not everybody knows what's best for you, but just listen because sometimes you may pick up on words and phrases that are meant for you.
Yeah.
And merge with the viewpoints and create a better solution and take your time. There's really no need to rush with this because you do have a bright future that's going to manifest through hard work and creativity, and you're going to be partnering with others who share your dreams, and great progress is going to be made. So plan your next steps with an eye to the long term. Have patience. There are more good things to come for you and satisfaction for a job well done because you are the magician. You can do anything you set your mind to take charge of your life. You can manifest what you need to be a success. You are a manifester. So take steps to ensure your financial security and also with your loved ones. Make wise investments and plan for retirement, honor your family traditions. And also you're feeling a desire for a more meaningful life. And also the dreamer comes and it's time to embrace your true life purpose. And to trust yourself. You're beginning a new adventure. And all two people are going to come into your life. One's going to be inquisitive, truthful, realistic, and undiplomatic. So that the person's got it, the young woman, she's got her viewpoints. Just be wary. She can be a little bit abrasive. And also, another young woman is, and this may represent you, optimistic, enthusiastic, creative, and energetic, and you sound very energetic person. So you are the princess of spring. But with these jobs, you are going to win. In the end, that's with the justice card. So take time to review details carefully. You're going to win in the end. Fair and objective decisions will be in your favor. And that's what I have to do. I hope that helped you.
Thank you. Yeah, I did. A lot.
Wonderful. Wonderful. It's so great to hear Jordan back here. I tell you what, Erica, let me see what I have for you. I pulled three cards from the Inside Story Tarot book. I love this one. The first card that I pulled was the Earth card, and it definitely tells me that you need to be grounded and to make sure that you do have that safe house. That safety, just in case. But it is telling me, the second card, the tunnel card, is telling me that there is a journey ahead, and you are destined for one of these jobs, these opportunities, I should say. And the third card, the compass card, is another journey card. It is direction, guidance, and finding the correct path. It's going to happen. This is what I'm seeing. You're gonna get one of them, and as long as you, if you close your eyes and don't worry about it so much, if you worry about it, I think be safe about it. Just let it go and just flow with it. You're gonna get one. You're gonna get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna work out great.
What was that?
Like the justice card, it's going to work out in your favor. That's what Brian's saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been doing a really good job about not worrying. Like, I'm just doing my thing, you know, like school keeps me really busy. There's, like, exams and papers due all the time, so that keeps me busy.
Yeah, no,
I know.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's great. And I didn't really feel that from you, that you worried so much. You seem confident and strong. That's also a reason why I think you're going to get something pretty quick in what you would like to do,
cool.
As long as you can keep it grounded. Like you, I guess what I'm saying is that the most natural feeling sense that you have, that gut feeling. That's the one that's going to happen.
Okay.
That's what it's going to have, the wisdom of the hidden realms, Erica. And actually, because you have a sudden change, you're a phoenix. You're rising from the ashes. You're being resurrected. And also I see romance in your – I just pulled the sacred union, and there's a partnership and romance on the rise if you're not in a relationship already.
I kind of made that one happen because I messaged this ex-boyfriend that came a while back. We just bumped into each other at church, And after Mass, he came up to me and he just hugged me. We hadn't seen each other in like years, like 2 years. And then he's like, oh, how you doing? He's like, just messaged me like on Facebook or something. It's like, you could ask for my number. So I never did for months until now. But yeah, I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that's a good on the mark. And also, you are selfless and you are an amazing person. You always take action. And the spiral dancer, there's a woot and you've got great perception. And the chess queen, she's calling you to trust. She comes as an ally to trust. So trust. And there was a storm, but the Rainbow Prince is with you. Storm's going to blow away. And with the job, you're gonna, the Arrow Master comes in, you're going to hit the mark. And the Lady of Lightning, she comes in as an ally because this whole job thing that you're going to get, it's going to be a total paradigm shift. I wanted to share that with you. So it's going to be a good paradigm shift. So don't fight it.
Okay. I will. I just have a lot to offer, and that's why I'm, like, excited for the interview. I hope I'm not too excited during the interview because it's a phone interview. But I don't know. I just want to show them that I do have a lot to offer, and they should choose me as one of their – because it's going to be, like, at least 20 people, so they should, like, consider me. So, yeah.
And good. They should choose you because I can already tell you're a wonderful woman and you deserve this.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And I have a good night because I do want other callers to, like, have a chance as well.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Erica, for calling back in. Uh-huh. You have a great night and let us know how it goes, all right?
Will do. Thank you. Have a good night.
All right, bye. All right, friends, I'll tell you what. We don't have much time at all. We have about 8 minutes live time, and we've got a few more callers. So let's do you want to keep going, Jordan?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, what we can do is we can take a quick call, like
I could do
4 minute call. We could only do like one more person, and have one more person on. And it's got to be quick. So let's go ahead and bring on Sandra, all the way from Ohio. I apologize, Sandra.
You're fine.
I would like to know what's
in the cards for me, for love.
Okay. For love, okay.
Yes.
Let's see.
Cool. How's it going, Sandra?
Real good.
Nice to hear your voice again.
Oh, thank you. I haven't heard from you for anybody from a long time, and it's like I've seen you on. It's like it's got a call.
That's really nice. You know, I've missed doing this show, and it's going to happen soon. Starting, I think, February 1st, we're going to do it. We're going to start it back up. We're going to see how it goes. And that's all there is to it.
Good.
Okay, Sandra, what I have for you is the Lady in the Mirror, because this is a time for a reflection on what you want in your love life. It's kind of like an order. Like my friend DC says, it's like you put your order in and make sure it's very clear, because that's what you're going to get back. And also, when you do that, it's going to come in rotation and abundance. And also, just be careful, because you may be reaping what you sow. And that's Gaia's garden. And I've got the dragon's duel, which is inner conflict if you're wrestling with something, because sometimes our ego and our spirit duel with each other, because your spirit may be pulling you away, and maybe you need a life partner, like a soulmate, and then your ego is kind of pulling you towards the other direction and telling you to choose somebody that really isn't meant for you. So just watch out for that. But through the web weaver, which is the fourth card, it's going to happen with divine intelligence, a synchronistic event. So just be wary of that. And it's going to happen for the greater good. Just be on the lookout for the ego and the spirit pool.
Okay. Sounds
good. And that's
good.
What I'm told.
Gosh. All right. Well, I tell you what, Sandra, the cards that I pulled was, once again, the Earth card, meaning that you need to be more grounded. May benefit from being more stable by taking fewer risks.
Okay.
The second card is the whole card. It's a power card. It talks about the opening to other realities and maybe asking you to recognize where you are, stop making it worse, and cut your losses. This can be a hard thing to do since it means coming away with a sense of loss, but when we recognize that the whole can also be the bearer of the gift of humility, we realize that we can come out better for it. Pertaining to something else, I believe. But there's the third card, this
money?
Cosmic explosion, is another power card. Of all the cards of this deck, the cosmic explosion is the most powerful and represents radical change. It may mean something explosive awaits for you. It may just be around the corner, resulting in massive cosmic change for all. Dang. Okay, so through all this, you're going to be smart in this, and I don't want you to dwell on it so much. I want you to think of it as something that you'd like to have and then blow it off. You know, not
okay.
like you know, don't focus on it too much. You know, that's
okay.
what I want you to do. I want you to just say, oh, that'd be nice, and then let it go and go about your business and do something, do some hobbies.
Just keep your mind off of it and go. Sounds
yeah,
good.
Yeah, keep your mind off of it and go, and then that, boom, it'll show up when you least expect. I love it when I hear this. This is going to be cool for you. Blow it off for a little bit.
Sounds good.
Cool. Yeah, and just listen to the words, you know, of where you need to go. Because you know. It's a funny thing. I'm saying this now. This is part of the show anyway. Sandra, I appreciate you calling in. But how I found my girlfriend, Christina, I auditioned for a play called The Haunting of Hill House. And there was a reason I wanted to audition for this play. I haven't been on stage for a while, blah, blah, blah. I wanted to do it, but then I was like, no, I don't know if I want to do it. It'd be too much work. But then a voice just told me, you know, you need to go because something very important is going to happen. And immediately I thought I was going to meet someone. I was like, okay, all right, just you want to do this play anyway, just do it. And that was like the icing, you know, to say go do it. And I do this play. And the actress that I worked with, she played my wife in the play. And we became together, and we're together now. And it's just an amazing thing that just happened.
Oh,
but,
okay. I'd love
you just
to hear.
Never know how it's going to work.
Right. Sounds fantastic. Yun's our blessing.
Sandra,
thank you. I appreciate
right.
this.
Of course.
Have
you have
great
a great
day.
Night. Thank you.
You too.
Let us know how it goes.
Sure will. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Friends, this is Nifty Bo Bifty. I tell you what. Jordan, can you believe
yeah.
it? Just like old times. It just happened.
I'm at the watch. I did pull a card where reconciliation was coming back, but it doesn't have to mean like past life lovers coming back, but it meant like anything, like friends, you know, coming back together. And that did happen. My friend Joseph came here. I let go of some bad karma from last year, and I feel like myself again. And you start your show again, and now I really feel like myself again.
It's great. I think it's just wonderful, and I thank everybody for listening in. Those who have called in, you are still on the show. We have about 15 minutes left in our what's it called?
I forgot to tell you, when I first started the job, poop guy. I saw Jimmy.
Who did you see?
Jimmy. The little street urchin behind the Tremont house.
Hmm. Yes, of course.
Tammy was leading, and he was throwing acorns at us. And I looked in the alleyway, and I saw his little legs materialize and run down the alleyway. I'm like, did I really just see that? And I looked at Tammy, and Tammy's like, yep, you saw it. I was like, yep, you're right, I saw it.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a little nicer. And I saw Union Soldier when I was training. I saw him on top of the trolley station on the guardrail where Collective Soul is going to be this weekend for Monogram.
What? Collective Soul's going to be there?
Yes, it's a meet and greet. My parents are in town tonight. Me and them and John are going tomorrow.
In Galveston, that's where they're going to be?
Yep, and Pitbull is going to be at the San Luis.
Wow, that's crazy. That's cool.
I'm expecting over 350,000 people attending this year's Mardi Gras.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh. That's right. I know it, of course. Oh, wow. All right.
I just wanted to share that with you.
I want to tell everybody what's going on here. Jordan, I appreciate you being here. You're awesome.
Thank you.
We're gonna try to get started back on the first. That's this Monday. And bring back Tarot Tuesday.
Yay!
And the whole bit. So we're gonna do this. We're gonna have fun.
I'm gonna have to tell Dad to go schedule that night.
Yeah, what do you have going on that night?
I'm not sure. I have to check.
All right. Well, we're going to try to do this. And, friends, just some amazing things have happened between this time. And we're going to have some great shows coming up. I want to do this. It's been a long time coming. There's a lot of ideas that I'd like to talk about, a lot of things, a lot of subjects, a lot of things going on. Oh my goodness, subjects I really need to take care of and get out there again. We gotta do that.
It's July 1st, Brian, and we missed you.
Yes, I know. Thank you very, very much. It's been too long. I got to tell you, another thing that's been happening is that I have been helping with a book. A friend of mine, also my boss at work, he wrote a book called Winfield's Bedtime Stories. They're really cool stories. And they're really great stories, you know, adventure stories. 18 stories told. The book is. No. But I also wrote a book as well called You're a Wiener, a motivational book that is available. They're both available on Amazon.com. And also I became a Who fan, so I've been dealing with Doctor Who for a while.
Yeah, I can't even go by the Galveston Cemetery. No, I gotta make sure to look at the angel statues. I'm like, Jordan, don't blink. I'm telling
yes.
My friend Erica that today.
I see my mom is listening in. Hey, Mom, I love you. I love you, Mama. You rock. No, Milo, calm down. No, the computer's not falling. Your mama may be home. Let's see. Oh, I don't know. Go check. Anyway, I've been working on that book and creating the book. And there's another book I'm going to create very soon, of course, called The Powers of Whatever and the Secrets of Duh. It's in my head. I just need to put it on paper, put it on print, things like that. And if anybody needs any help publishing a book or music or a video, let me know. I could help you out, give you some pointers and all that stuff. It's all good
stuff.
Well,
I'm working on it. It's just a short story. I don't know if it's going to be a book or a short story I'm writing. I've been kind of writing it and rewriting it. It's about it. It's a vampire story. It's kind of from dusk till dawnish. But it's about four friends that they get out of school for the summer and they go with the main character to her grandparents' house in Lolita, Texas, and what turns out to be a summer vacation turns out to be a night of hell.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I'm working on it slowly.
All right. Oh, you know, we have another caller, but I don't know if they want to speak. They may just be listening. They just may be listening in the 210 area code. If you want to speak to us within the next few minutes or whatnot, press 1. I don't want to bring you on. You're like, I'm just listening, man. Same with you, mama. If you want to press 1 and say hi, press the 1 button. Just say hi. Then I can see if you want to, you know, actually hang out with us the next few minutes. Anyway, things been good, man. Things been good. I tell you what. There's another play we're thinking about auditioning for. I know my girl Christina. She's gonna be being on that show. She's gonna want to do that. Let's see. Who's this? I think this is my mama.
Hi, oh, baby boy. I just had to hear
Hi.
Your voice.
I
just wanted to hear your voice. I haven't heard it in a while, and I'm so happy that you're back on the air.
Thank you, Mom. How's it going?
It's okay. Is Milo there?
Oh, Milo's right here. Absolutely.
Milo, Grandma misses you.
All right, calm down, Milo. Yes, yes.
Grandma's saving snacks for you, Milo.
Grandma has snacks for you, Milo. You hear that? Grandma has snacks. All right. Enough of that, Mom. You're make them freak out and destroy the studio.
Oh, calm down, Milo. Calm down. It's almost time.
I miss Milo. I want to hug him.
So did it get real cold up there this morning?
Oh, it's cold. It's cold at night and in the morning, but then it's really hot outside. The girls still won't wear any clothes around the house.
Whoa. Whoa.
All right.
You though, boy, I've got my socks and my granny gown on.
Yeah, I need to put on my onesie. I got one. It's not onesie. It's a long john. The footies. It's a onesie without the footies or whatever.
It's a one piece?
No, it's a long john with the flap in the back. That's what it is.
Is it the one that's got the hole in the back and everything?
Yes.
Those are nice. I can wear those.
Yeah.
My friend Joseph had one of those this past weekend, but it was a bunny suit with ears and a fluffy tail and everything. And my cat Cosmos was looking at him like, I'm not so sure about this. It was funny. I wish I would have filmed it. Me and my husband were laughing.
My goodness. How are the cats over there, Mama?
Well, we're going to have some more babies the second week in March.
Oh, gosh. All right.
But then it's going to be the last time. I just love those last ones she had. They all looked like her, you know. And every now and then, one of the people that got the one I liked, my favorite, I see it on Facebook every now and then. She looks just like her mama. Yeah, I hope she has a bunch of calicos again this time.
Oh, I love calicos. I had a female calico named Chewy. I miss her. I named her Chewy out from the cat and critters.
I name Milo Chewy sometimes, only because he sounds like Chewy from Star Wars.
Oh, see,
really
I don't know that.
You don't know about Star Wars? About Chewbacca?
That stuff. That's all, you know, sci-fi. I don't care that much for sci-fi.
I know that's right. I know that's right. I know. Well, that's okay. Well, Mama, Jordan, we got to get out of here. The show is about to cut us off.
Okay, well, I'm glad I got to hear you. Boy, I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you so much for calling in. I miss you so much. I miss hearing your voice as well.
I know. I miss you, too, baby.
All right. Well, you need to get a computer, get internet, and we can Skype.
Okay. Okay, I'll do it.
Get a phone, better phone that can Skype. Whatever you
can
do.
Well, maybe Skype, I don't know. My phone could do all kinds of stuff I didn't know it could do.
There you go.
So I'll have to ask the girls to check it out.
All right. Yeah, put you on Skype and then we could Skype.
Okay, baby, I love you.
I love you too. Have a great night.
Okay, night, baby.
Jordan, good night. Thank you.
Good night, Brian. Thanks for having me on. It was wonderful.
Oh, it's always awesome. It's always awesome. Tune in. Let's see. What are we going to do? Let's tune in on the 1st. Let's do Monday. Let's just do it. It may be a 10 o'clocker. What's that?
That's perfect. And this is going to be the countdown to my 33rd birthday.
Oh, boy.
Yep. On the 23rd.
All right. Jordan, have a great night.
We'll see you, Brian.
Everybody, have a great night. And let's leave with some Bowie. Some David Bowie. Here we go. Good night, everybody. See you on Monday.